water filter.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and to the writing of my Pretty Little Princess. By the way, friends, if you'd like to check out the Pretty Little Princess, yesterday we had her singing like a canary. Did you? Okay. Anyways, we did, and we'll do a little of that today. If you'd like to actually check that out, go ahead and download the podcast from yesterday's radio show. But we'll have the Pretty Little Princess singing a couple songs here for you in just a little bit. But in saying that, friends, if you'd like to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, the transition has been made. The brand new website is up, and folks, it is awesome. As a matter of fact, we spent a little time on it this morning just updating information, cross-checking everything, making sure the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted. Well, perfection, you know? Well, that's what we're always looking for here at the Sons of Liberty, is perfection. Friends, if you'd like to, you can go ahead and check that website out. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to both websites, Bradley Dean. I got a fan page and a personal page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Friends, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible. They are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. 1 John 3:18. We're showing you our love by our works. We're showing you our faith by our works. And we're showing you how much we love this country because we love our God first and foremost with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Folks, this is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
True that.
Well, of course, it is the Christmas season. And we have
the season to be jolly. Merry Christmas,
Merry
friends.
Merry Christmas. In fact, I was just in a store today, and the cashier, usually they'll tell us, we talked about this a little yesterday, but they'll say Happy Holidays, and then you say Merry Christmas to them, and then they respond to you with a Merry Christmas. Right off the bat, she said Merry Christmas. I said, I like that you said Merry Christmas. So it was refreshing.
How ridiculous that we're even talking about this.
I know. Yes. Give me a break. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Due today.
And a Happy New Year. What's that from? Anybody?
Say it again.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you thinking of Mr. Scrooge
That's
when he was converted?
Right. That is a
from
great
the old
story.
Drunk to the nice guy?
That's right. That talk about conversion of heart and repentance, Rod, in that story. Great story. But
and that man.
Amen. Yes. We are highlighting, of course, this is the last day.
Who is the actual author of the Christmas
Charles Dickens.
Story? That's right. You also know that he was a Christian man.
Yes.
Of course. And the whole story is about redemption.
Totally.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yes.
So, for those of you who are in the Christmas spirit, it's Saturday. It's kind of a lot of people about Christmas shopping. You might be listening to us right now as you are out and about in your
car. Wait a second. So we're on live radio, and you have the attention of the listeners right now, and you're telling them that they might be listening right now.
Well, some people might be listening online. There's people in other countries who might
be listening
different
ways. Well, there's people that are driving around listening
to us. Of course.
Okay.
So there might be some people driving listening to us, as are there people listening on their radio. They're you know.
Always cross-checking.
That's, oh, I appreciate
that. We don't want any blonde jokes coming into the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, no. I'm just dying.
Namely, our Daughter of Liberty. That wouldn't be good. about it.
That's right. No offense to all you blondes out there.
No.
Well, of course, we have our Christmas package. We do our product of the week, which we highlight every week. Today is Saturday, so it's the last day to get 25% off the product of the week for monthly sponsors, Sons and Daughters of the of Liberty.
Yeah, we also, by the way, just to interject, we have another load going out on Monday. So if you'd like to get your order in today or early Monday, we will have it sent out to you by Monday.
Amen.
Morning.
You want to get it by Christmas.
That's right.
This is for the drummer in your life, whether you have kids who love to play the drums or you yourself or you know of a friend. This is Bradley Dean's drum package extravaganza. It includes the drum pad, which is very fun. It's his own signature drum pad. You know, it clicks for you. You got all that. Includes,
it's got a metronome.
A metronome.
Yeah, that's
you.
That click.
You've got
thing.
That. Yeah. Specific terminology that a singer.
I'm trying to help you along here, sister.
I appreciate that. Okay. But not only do you get the metronome, you also get the signature drumsticks, a testimony book by Bradley Dean, which is great for, you know, if you're talking to people who are unsaved, they're kind of, I don't know about this Christian thing, it's really kind of cheesy. This would be a great gift for them. It's an entire package. And it also comes with a drum instructional DVD, which we filmed out in Nashville, Tennessee. It's very, very fun. Our kids love it. So please, if you want to go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. That will be the perfect excuse for you to check out our brand new website, which I'll talk about a little bit more. But or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And while I'm talking about the brand new website, I'll just give one more shout out loud for it. When I first saw the picture of Bradley on the front with holding the American flag and all the crosses, I was
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I was just blown away, like, wow. It looks like a movie cover. It's extraordinary. It shows his heart and the reason and why we fight and do what we do all wrapped into one.
Eric Hollander did the artwork, friends. Eric Hollander is the man, along with the guy that does our video editing, that actually did Jaws Reunion. They've worked with Steven Spielberg in the process of putting the new Jaws Reunion together. So if you have that movie or if you go to Best Buy and buy it, I'm not trying to sell it, friends, but the documentary is second to none. That is done by the same people that do the artwork for the Sons of Liberty Radio.
And it looks outstanding.
Yeah,
so
and
please.
He captured the heart of who we are right there.
That's what I like about it is because it just, it's, you know the saying, a picture speaks 1,000 words?
Yeah.
That's 1,000 words rolled into one. Just by looking at it, you get the heart of why we do what we do and what's behind the Sons of Liberty.
How couldn't we do what we do when we see the price paid for our liberties?
Amen. So please check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, what I like so much about Facebook, when you're friends with Bradley or Sons of Liberty on Facebook, is there's always these power punches, these good gold nuggets of truth that you hear all the time. And this one I thought was great. It was actually a quote by President Truman, of all people, who said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. If we don't have a proper, fundamental, moral background, foundational background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state."
That was said 60 years ago from the President, Truman. Love him or hate him, not everything about him was good, but to say all that, to say this, friends, this is the president that was walking down the street, that would shake your hand, that knew a little bit about his history, friends, because he said it better than anybody could have said it. A totalitarian government. And a totalitarian government is exactly what you're dealing with today. They don't want to be ruled by God. They want to be ruled by their daddy. And their daddy ain't our God, friends. But our daddy's bigger than their daddy. He is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That is great. That is great. That is great music. This is actually a Christian metal band. God rest ye merry gentlemen. This is done by a Christian metal band. Great drummer. Good drummer.
I actually kind of like it.
Oh, it's great. They did a good job. Mm-hmm. And to the glory of God, Psalm 33. Play loud and with a skillful sound. Noise, it says in the King James Version. Okay, we'll pick that up on the next break there. But interestingly enough, isn't it interesting how the younger generation has a hold of, or actually should I say the Spirit of God has a hold of the younger generation in understanding that we're to press into the kingdom of God. Scripture tells us the violent take it by force. Scripture tells us that we're to be made ministers of the flames of fire. And the younger generation has a hold of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to say this, but even the spirit of the world has a better understanding of what praise and worship as is to God is meant to be. Because when you go to a secular concert, I mean, these guys are aggressive. They are moving people. And when we go into church, what do? You go to sleep.
That's right.
You know, you have to stand up. You're looking around. What am I going to get home? What, you know, who's winning the game? Whatever the case might be. That is not real praise and worship. Real praise and worship, my friends, is breaking into the kingdom of God and giving back to God what he bestowed upon you through his spirit, and namely his son, Jesus Christ. Now, to say that, did you want to say something?
I said amen.
Amen. I want to do this. Yesterday, I'd actually caught wind of this kid out of Quebec, Canada. He's 16 years old, and he is emulating to a T. I don't want to form an opinion for you. You tell me who he sounds like, but I'll give you a little bit of a hint. He's the most public person in the history of mankind besides Jesus Christ, and I'm talking modern history. On Christmas time, he used to preach to his family out of the Bible. His wife and himself, he himself, knew that he was to be a preacher. He's got 3 Grammys, which were all for praise and worship, Christian music, and that's all I'll tell you. You tell me who this 16-year-old kid sounds like, friends. You tell me who he sounds like. You know, it's going to be in French because it's in Quebec, but he'll begin to sing in English. And hopefully you'll have it figured out by then. But here we go. Check this out. This is crazy.
David Thibault de Saint-Raymond-de-Portneuf va nous interpréter donc Blue Christmas, qui est ma chanson de Noël préférée. Je me garde et je garde beaucoup d'auditrices et d'auditeurs aussi ce matin. Je rappelle que David a 16 ans. Voici donc Blue Christmas.
Here we go. Who is this, friends? 16 years old.
Blue Christmas.
Come on, little brother.
Without you, I'll be so blue.
I'm watching the video, friends. He's playing the guitar. 16 years old. People are looking at, around at him like,
I can't even believe it.
It's a good thing they have adult diapers on right now.
That's right.
On a green Christmas tree.
I sent adult diapers, friends, because these people are looking at him as if they're in shock. 16 years old out of Quebec. For those that did not know, Elvis won 3 Grammys for his Christian music.
As the windows blue, memories.
Awesome.
You almost have to look at it.
You do.
See, like,
you really
wow.
do.
You'll be doing
so believe it.
Scary. Dude, he's like taking Elvis vitamins or something. Honey, what do you think of that?
I kind of like your little effort. I like it. That butt sounds.
Now, that's not him. That's me, friend.
Wow, David. C'est incroyable.
Yeah, bon,
Chocolat bleu. That's so amazing. The point what I was saying is you almost have to, you would say, yeah, right, that's Elvis. Because you totally would think it's him.
Yeah.
And then when you look, you have to look at the picture like, wow, that
he's
is a different kid. I can't believe it's coming out of his being.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Out of his pie hole.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it is flowing from his pie hole.
That's right.
Flowing. It's pretty impressive isn't it?
Very much.
Yeah. It's interesting that when you begin to look at Elvis Presley and his purpose, he got a little off base, I mean, to say the least. But to his credit, he knew within himself that God was to be prayed at all times. He used to, after concerts, friends, just in case you didn't know, he used to stay up between the wee hours of the night from 4 to 6 in the morning every single night after a concert. Even if there wasn't a concert, he was in his hotel praising God, for those that didn't know. And again, friends, you know him by his fruit. His fruit that God bore witness to was the fact that he won Grammys according to his Christian work, not outside of that. Elvis is also told, you know, why don't you just give yourself to the call that God has got in your life? And he said, if I did that, there'd be a lot of people out of work. Now, what's also interesting to note about Elvis Presley, he was one confused dude when he died. Mm-hmm. And he lost half his years. He died at the age of 42 years old. And what I wanted to say is the man knew that he had a call of God on his life. One point, he was doing live out of Hawaii. I'll never forget this. And a bunch of women put up signs, Elvis Presley is king. Elvis is the king. And Elvis stopped. And he looked at him and he said, no.
Amen. I got the goosies
so
on that one.
He said, no, Jesus Christ is the king.
Amen.
And did you know that Elvis Presley had over one-third of the world watching him?
Oh, yeah.
So the impact that man had on the world, and can you imagine if he was consecrated and sold out to God wholly from A to Z, the impact, folks, we would not be where we're at today. Instead, he was really gas that was poured on a fire that brought us where we're at today in a lot of ways, friends. So, you know, God is his judge. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That would have been one individual that I would have liked to have met. I know that Elvis, everybody that got around Elvis Presley always wanted to influence him because they had a need of him, when in fact Elvis was just a man just like we are. And by the way,
remember that?
Very generous man. That's right. Remember that one time they were in a circle and an individual wanted to meet him, and he just looked at him and he said, listen, I'm a man just like you are.
That's right.
And he was, and he knew it. He knew his fallibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so in saying that, to the credit of what he did, the anointing that was in Elvis Presley's life, amen, hallelujah, praise God, and he was right. There is no king but King Jesus. That really hit me when I said that, by the way.
I know, me too.
And so it's a witness of the Holy Ghost, and we appreciate that.
Amen.
Now, Steph, what I want to do is, yesterday I shared on the radio, hey, will you do that one Hark the Angels song really quick?
Oh,
quick. I just think it's really cool. And then we'll get over to what we do when we do public events and what song it is that you sang and what you sang over 350 times because in public schools, and because we're not asking for permission to obey. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No, we boldly proclaim it. And in saying that, I don't want to be found guilty of denying him by the grace of God. I'm not going to move in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Holy Ghost bear witness. And Lord, I hope you heard me, and I hope that you always bear witness to the fact that we are not moving and we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, anyways, let's get over to Hark the Angels.
Okay, Hark the Herald Angels sing.
Okay, Hark the Herald Angels. Who's Herald?
A herald, like, you know, like herald, when you're heralding something, proclaiming.
Stephanie, I'm being stupid on purpose.
Okay.
See, it's like a drummer. If he makes a mistake, nobody else knows it except him.
That's right.
That's what makes him professional.
I like that.
Okay, so what I was doing right there is just trying to cover my tracks because I just blew it.
I don't think anybody noticed.
I did, though.
Okay.
See, and that's what matters. See, I think that's what a man of God never feels that. He always feels undone. Remember Isaiah?
Yep.
I always feel undone. And no matter where I get or how far I go in life, I will always sit down and say, you know what, Lord, I've done not enough.
That's right.
I have not done enough.
And the Lord will perfect that which concerneth us. So
yes.
I think it's good. So,
yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful ye nations arise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Elvis who? You know, interestingly enough, yesterday we were talking about a lot of the songs that are sung today in churches are written from the reformers like Martin Luther, his brother. I mean, you can go back to the Wesleys, Charles and John.
Trials and tribulations.
Oh, in every sense. Yeah. And we were talking about Amazing Grace yesterday.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, John Newton was actually a taskmaster. He was a slave owner, and he repented towards the end of his life, and he was the one that wrote Amazing Grace.
Who would know better than that?
Totally.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is when we get back after this break, I'm just having a little fun, but I'm also just kind of taking the gift outside of my wife, our pretty little princess friends, and I'm throwing it out there to you so you can understand what we have here. Also, Stephanie has a CD available. It's called
Face to Face.
Face to Face, and all these old religious songs.
Gospel hymns.
Yeah. Hey, friends, we're going to come right back. We'll continue on this. Continue on this topic. Later on, what we're going to be talking about is the terrorist, socialist, and con men behind Obamacare. It's going to blow you away. But friends, I told you so. Sons.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from privacycase.com.
They're making their list. You're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to privacycase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to go ahead and give us a call and sing for everybody to hear, well, you know what? We say Merry Christmas, and even if you can't sing to save your life, we still want to hear you. I think that was pretty fair.
I think that's fair. That was, if you're looking for your debut to sing a
this
song,
this is it right here.
Get out there. Give us a call.
Amen. Okay. Okay, so what I want to do is we were talking about right during the last segment, Stephanie actually sang the song.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Angels Herald Sing. Okay.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald.
I'm a drummer, yes.
I
get it.
Okay, I can't make mistakes where I play. Okay, when it comes to names...
You don't have to know any lyrics.
Thank you. I just feel like I need to know a little of everything because, you know, last thing you want to do is get someone to call you on the radio and you don't have the answer.
That's true.
And I had a guy say that to me, brother, do you think you know everything? No, but I kind of have a responsibility to know a little of everything.
You do. You kind of have to.
And I need to know what I'm talking about because if I don't know what I'm talking about, I'll be the first one to tell you I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry for that.
Are you going to be all right? I'm going to go get you a tissue right now.
All right. Talking about some of the reformers, Martin Luther, back in the 15, 1600s, talking about John Wesley, Charles Wesley. A lot of these songs, friends, that you sing today in the church are actually, well, they're derived from men that went through hell backwards to get those songs to you. And then I brought up the fact that John Newton, the one that wrote the song Amazing Grace, he was a slave owner. A slave trade master is what they called them. And he repented towards the end of his life, and he was the one that wrote amazing grace. So in saying that stuff, just give us a little amazing grace, because I'm just kind of in the mood, because when there's an anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10, on the ability that God has given you and through your gifting that God has given you, I think it's a great place to be. And also keep in mind, friends, God inhabits the praises of his people. So let's hear a little bit of what John Newton had written back in the 16 and 1700s. I believe it was the 1700s.
Okay, sounds good. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I once was lost, but now I was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Praise God, 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 praise God.
Amen. Just doing a little homework on John Newton right now. Amazing grace. He was an Anglican clergyman. Obviously, he was saved, born again, John 3:3. He wrote that song in 1779. He was born in 1725, died in 1807. Author Gilbert Chase writes that Amazing Grace is without a doubt the most famous of all of the folk hymns. And absolutely, and why would
it's powerful
be?
Because oh his own gosh. Testimony. That's why it ministers to people when they hear it, is because it's birthed out of a testimony of someone who went through the process of amazing grace. That's why there's an anointing on it.
Amen. Okay, now one more. One of the things that I brought up to you during the last segment, friends, was the fact that we're not ashamed of the gospel. Every time that we do a public event, I have Stephanie get up there and acknowledge who our big brother is, the captain of our salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah, the great I am, our big brother in the faith. His name is Jesus the Christ, the man of war, he who sits at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might, and all things are under his feet. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, everybody knows what we'd be doing. In saying that, this is the song Stephanie sings at large to the populace when we get into a public setting. And we've done this in every school that we've done.
Public school.
Public school, yeah. We've done, what, two or three? Matter of fact, the only Christian schools that we ever did was one of them was in Memphis, Elvis's school.
Yeah, we did. That's true. We did
that was interesting.
School.
We actually met
his
that's
girlfriend.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were sitting there, and the youth pastor there, or someone, I think it was actually Dave Reaver's son, for those of you know who Dave Reaver, mm-hmm. He's the man in Vietnam who had got his face blown up, and he ministers all across the country. But his son was there, and he said, oh, do you know that Elvis's girlfriend is here? She was the secretary, and sure enough, we came in. Her name was Dixie. We met her, and we bought a book later, and we opened it up, and it had Elvis
and Dixie
in there.
That's right. Actually, Dixie met us.
I just wanted to put that backwards.
Yeah, remember what she had told us, because Dave Reaver's son came up to me and said, would you like to meet Dixie? And I said, who's Dixie? He said Elvis was going to marry Dixie. And I said, well, yeah, cool. I didn't go looking for someone to introduce me to Dixie. And we went back there and we sat down there and we just said, what kind of a guy was he? They said he was super quiet. And she said my dad didn't really like me being around him because he was so different. Right. Now, little did they know that that different guy was going to actually transform not just America, but the whole music world at large.
Very much.
And that's a true story.
Yeah.
So it was rather interesting that we had time to sit down and actually talk with Dixie. She was a cool lady.
Yeah, she was.
But it doesn't surprise me that Elvis was a very shy guy.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that he was lonely as H-E double
that's
hockey
right.
sticks.
He did.
So everything that he thought he wanted, he got it. And when he got it, he didn't want it.
That's what he said when they asked if he was happy with all of his riches and his fame and everything. He said, no, I'm as lonely as H-E double hockey sticks. So
what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
And you find out with a lot of these celebrities, they have everything they ever want, but yet why are they, you know... You always see them. They're going.
They don't know it's not what they want until they get it. And
Jim Carrey said this himself. Jim Carrey, the guy who gets about $20 million for a movie that he does, he said, "I wish everybody could have everything they ever wanted to know that that's not the answer."
That's right.
Who would know better?
And he also sees a psychiatrist, I think, 2 to 3 times a week, Mr. Funny Guy.
That's right.
Should ask him how funny that is.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying
the
that to be facetious. I don't say that to even to be condemning. It's like I think he's got enough grace to see the light. Follow the light, Jim Carrey. Follow that light, my friend.
You know, the real life people, when you look at real life rock stars or movie stars, they're real life people.
Well,
who they are is very different than what they're shown to be. Now, for example.
Honey, am I different?
No, you're exactly the same. You really are. You're the same on the air,
I totally am. As a matter of fact, I was yelling at a friend of mine. I was yelling at a friend of mine the other day, and I said, hey, listen, what you get on the radio is exactly what you get at home. If you think I'm austere and if you think I'm hard, you know what? That's how I am on myself because I don't want to fail my father.
That's right.
I don't. A wise son maketh the glad father, and I want to do the best with the grace that's been given to me not to fail him, and that really does matter to me, but I'm sorry.
So going back to what I was saying is there's a singer for a very famous band, and he was on MTV, and he had all these, you know, beautiful women, you know, right next to him. And he said, listen, it's not like I attracted these girls off the street. He said, we blank and hired them. In real life, I'm single and miserable.
They are miserable.
So they put this facade on, and people watch the TV, and they think, wow, these guys got beautiful women around them. They've got everything they want. And in real life, they're single. They're miserable. Why do you think they have to drink or
Well, that's why
drugs?
They end up dead or committing suicide or using drugs. That's exactly right. But let's get over to the song that Stephanie sings before every public event that we do across this country. Go for it. Sissy, it's a black gospel spiritual, by the way, and it's great stuff.
Mm-hmm. When trouble surrounded me, I didn't have to despair. No, Lord done told me that he'd always be there. It seemed like all my problems, they had just begun. But I didn't have to worry no more, 'cause it was already won. Oh, Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Oh, how I love calling your name. Oh, Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Every day, your name is the same.
Amen. Well, do you guys want to hear me sing at a baseball park?
I know everybody wants to know.
Okay.
The suspense is building up in me right now. This is you?
This is me singing at a park.
Like with a lot of people around?
I don't care if I never get back.
I did it. I was a little shy.
Stepped out on
I did. But I know everybody's curious to know, do I have the ability to sing?
Apparently you do.
There it is.
Wow.
What did you think of that?
I think that was great.
I have done other songs, but
we have a break right now.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are accessible 1-866-233-0747. Check us out online. Brand new website posted. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Let's get down to business. Do you remember? remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Okay, I think people want to hear a little more of what I have to offer. So I'll give you just a little bit more, and then folks, in all sincerity, Merry Christmas first and foremost. Second of all, I just kind of wanted to pull out a little what Steph's got hidden in that heart of hers, to God's praise. And aside of that, I had to give you a little what I have, because I kind of feel left out, to be honest with you. So I wanted to kind of like just show you what I'm made out of, and I sang Take Me Back to the Ballpark, the last segment, and well, I'll just give you a little bit of this right now. If I can get this up, I don't know what's going on, but there's no.
And fears and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves.
Yeah.
I go crazy because she looks like a flop, but she sings like a
kind of hit
bee,
the ground, didn't it?
Like every girl in history. She bangs.
I hurt my
bangs.
Feelings the way they
I
were looking at me, too.
The way
thank
she...
you.
Okay, so I just. How do you think that went over, Chase? You think people are loving on me right now, or do you think they just shut me off? I mean, this is getting serious, guys. I mean, I really stepped out. I really stepped out for you guys, friends, and I just kind of felt like nobody really cared. I kind of felt like everything that I was singing just kind of hit the ground. I think it did. Maybe it did hit the ground. Maybe that's what the problem is, and maybe I just didn't get the clue. Maybe that's why I'm on radio now, because I don't have time to be singing for anybody. And maybe people out there, for the most part, friends, don't want me singing for them. You know what? That really hurts. That kills me, friends. But you know, the thing is I can never stand before my father and say I didn't step out, because I definitely stepped out.
thanks, gee, thanks. Thank I'm you. Wasted by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, and this is how they treated me. They just like, what's the deal, dude? I mean, you should have seen my face when I was doing this audition. The guy looks at me and says, that's enough. And it's like, was it that good? Was it overwhelming? Did that music that was coming out, that song that came out of me, was it overtaking you? Or were you absorbed in the words? Words mean carriers, by the way, friends. Here's my personal perspective. I don't think people liked it. And if they didn't like it, it really doesn't matter. I did it, and that's all that matters. And I did. I didn't hide from anybody, and I'm not going to hide from anybody. But by the way, friends, that was before I was saved, too. All right. Well, one of my favorite topics, let's get to some serious business here, is it's interesting that what's coming out now, friends, across the country, I'm really shifting gears. I just want to let you know that I'm taking a hard right now, okay? Are you with me? Good. Track. This just came out on December 12th. The terrorist, socialist, and con men behind Obamacare. Listen to what I said. The terrorists, socialists, and con men behind Obamacare. If, friends, you like your health care plan, then guess what? You can keep it. I want to say this before I start this segment. Obamacare is unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, and if it's pushed on you, it's through oppressive means, and that is, my friends, the very definition of a totalitarian government. And that's exactly what these people mean to do. There's nothing lawful about it. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. And by the way, it's not for you to answer the objectives. It's for those that represent we the people to answer the objectives. And the only thing that we have to ask those that represent we the people is, where do you have the constitutional authority to implement an unconstitutional act? Friends, they do not. They can get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about you. Well, you don't have to worry. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. See, and the problem is the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth, or stand up, I should say. But, friends, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Remember, this was repeated by Barack Hussein Obama literally hundreds of times, despite the fact that he knew that it was a lie. Friends, the question I want to lay to your candor is, where has this man done anything lawful? Where has this man, friends, told the truth? Because, folks, gone are the days of blowing up the Pentagon to usher in a socialist utopia. Bill Ayers, friend of Barack Hussein Obama, head of the Weather Underground, is a part of the little game plan, as are others. And, of course, everything is done in secret. Remember when he said the most transparent administration in American history? Remember what I said to you 100,000 times, friends? Whatever he says, look to the left, look to the right. And when he says look to the right, look to the left. The man does not know how to tell the truth because there's no truth in him. Stealth socialists, friends, is what these people are. Bill Ayers, former domestic terrorist. Fact, friends, not theory, not speculation. Mr. Weather Underground himself and architect Bill Ayers, him and his buddy Jeff Jones are the ones pushing Obamacare over at the George Soros International Criminal funded Apollo Alliance, and a socialist connected American Environix is doing all the polling for the stealth operation. This is all done through illegal means, friends. Another socialist front group, Families USA, listen to the name, friends, they contradict what they're doing. They're concocting phony Obamacare success stories. Listen to what I said, they're concocting, they're creating, out of thin air, phony Obamacare success stories. Again, friends, I want to lay to your candor, where do they have the lawful authority to implement an illegal agenda? And they're doing it through force through the IRS if you do not comply. So they're concocting phony success stories. They're saying, enroll, America, enroll. Everybody knows it's unlawful and illegal, but everybody's talking rhetorically, like a bunch of dogs chasing their tails that they just can't catch. The so-called nonpartisan, federally funded group, folks, your tax dollars at work allocated illegally into these illegal agendas. These people have been found out to be liars, con men, domestic terrorists that are calling you domestic terrorists, friends. They are socialists from A to Z. And they're all tasked up with signing up dupes for Obama's overpriced health care. Again, friends, where do they have the constitutional authority to implement an unconstitutional act? They do not. You know, I was thinking earlier, when you think about the 30s, let's go back to the big bad guy everybody knows about. His name is Adolf Hitler. How did he do what he did? He did it through apathetic men that stood down when they should have stood up. I'm sorry. Did you know that when Adolf Hitler came into power, less than 3% of the population actually took this guy serious? And then when he got into government, he began to kill off his opposition. 6 million of his own people he killed off, friends. But how is it that he got away with what he got away with? The people in Germany, the 80 million in populace, allowed him to get away with it. They said if you looked behind Adolf Hitler, there was nothing supporting him. That's what I've been telling you for years on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, friends. If you think 1.6% of the population, the 312 million ratio, is the majority of the people, then you know what? There you have it. But it shows you perfect judgment. And judgment, you are under, America. I should also tell you, friends, that there's very little compliance with Obamacare. But if they can't get it through your voluntary compliance, then they'll be sure to make sure that the IRS comes in and shoves it down your throat, or just simply takes away your money out of your bank accounts, like it or not. That is illegal, friends. That is unlawful, my friends. And by the way, they know it. That's why they don't tell the truth. See, they know they're lying, and what they're afraid of is those that are telling the truth. This is why they're at war with God. This is why they're at war with Christians. This is why they're at war with the Tea Party. This is why they're at war with the conservatives. This is why they're at war with anybody that disagrees with their ideology. They're domestic terrorists, socialists, and con men, all working on Obama and with Obama to push socialized medicine, and no one's surprised. Now, friends, what I want to do is I want to do a parallel. I want to do a contrast with you when we get back during hour two here. This is going to blow you away. You want to prophetically know where we're at right now, friends? I'm going to show you exactly, line upon line, precept upon precept, the times that you are in. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.